cousin of Susan's is going to make a recording too for Junior Lee.
They want
some recordings from some of the old timers. She's got me lined up for two sessions. I must get to her too. I wanted to be real sure of dates before I did that for her, because that's going to be official and record. I did talk once to somebody who came over for the Historical Society, but that was just
my biggest regret
one
now
date,
is
and
that
was
I
just
get her
interesting things.
Write down a lot of things that he remembers.
I remember a lot of things I remembered, things I remembered hearing about. Mother used to tell me that they were never allowed to go by themselves outside of their little fenced-in yard, because there were a lot of wild animals around. There were panthers, wildcats, of course a lot of snakes. So they were never allowed to go by themselves outside of the yard. That's pretty small, year-old,
6-year-old,
8-year-old.
Also, it's this wild animal.
And I've heard Dad tell lots of interesting things about when he first came up here. And he and his brother, Richard, who was a doctor, and he, for a long time, he was the only doctor in this area, in South Florida, from here to Miami. So they went down to what's now North Miami, called Biscayne at the time. And my uncle had a homestead down there, and they lived down there for several years. I think it's 4 or 5 years. And raised, it's something they make starch out of. I can't tell you the name of it now. That's one of the things I want to look up for, so I can put it on Cynthia's record. I found a lot of old letters up in the attic when we cleared the house out, and there were letters that were written by my grandfather and grandmother Potter from Cincinnati to the boys down here. Now the boys, my dad was 21, and his brother, he must have been 4 or 5 years older. But my dad suffered from asthma very badly, and the Cincinnati weather was terrible in the wintertime. So they got an idea that maybe if the two of them came to Florida, it might help him. And it did, but he suffered from it all the rest of his life, more or less. But I guess they had chickens. They probably had a little pig or two. And they had things. They raised their vegetables and lived pretty well. Of course, they had to get some staples. And another of the interesting things in some of these old papers were bills or receipts for flour and sugar and things like that from some of the stores down there.
How did your father meet your mother? Did he come down here and then meet
the boy?
Well, when he moved up here, you see, they lived, well, it's about two, 3 miles, and they were just all pioneers there together.
Mm-hmm.
He was considerably older than she was. I think he was 19 years older than she was. I guess he saw her grow up. She was here 76, and they came up here in about 84, 83 or 84. So she was probably just a young teenager when he came up here, 13, 14 years old. And he probably saw her grow up.